Women need help with their hair during this self-quarantine, so we wanted to bring on the best. He is Jennifer Aniston's colorist. Let's welcome in Michael Canale. Thank you so much for coming on here in Chicago. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for inviting me.
I am not kidding. When I made the announcement, I posted it on Facebook and Instagram this week that you were coming on the show today. I received over probably 60 direct messages asking for help. Women are panicking right now, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. This quarantine is really making it a situation.
So what would you suggest for a woman that's been under self-quarantine for the last 5 weeks and her gray is showing?
I would use a concealant would be my favorite, probably a spray or a powder.
Okay.
Just, you know, it just covers the gray without moving the base color. And that's going to keep it in tone for when you do go back to your hairdresser that you haven't messed up your hair color. So.
Where do they get this thing? Off Amazon? Is it a powder?
The powder, the one I like is Wow. And they also have the Joan Rivers brand.
Okay.
And those you can get on Amazon. Let's see what else. You can get it at the drugstore, the Wow. I know that one. And you can get the spray concealers, like Orbea makes one. It's a spray. And also L'Oreal makes a spray. They're a drugstore. But, you know, for the time being, that, you know, you get up in the morning, you know, after you shower, you just touch it or spray it real fast around the hairline through the part. You got your day going. Or you can just wear, one of those stretch bands that go around the hairline, you know, that holds your hair back.
Yes.
And just put your hair in a loose bun and just carry your day on that way.
I laugh because my neighbor's been doing that for years because she doesn't want to really spend the money to go back and get her gray done. I think it's like every 3 weeks, but she wears it and she stretches it to about 2 months. And she's always wearing the hairband.
Right. Exactly. You know, the concealers are really good. You know, even if some, you know, a lot of people, if they're dyeing their hair, they used to dye their hair every 3 weeks. Now
right.
It's been six. You know, so the concealer is really going to work the best. So that's what I would go to first. And then if you want something a little more aggressive, then you go into Demi-Color. Semi-permanent, and then you can move into a permanent color. But, you know, doing the concealer, then semi-permanent would be the two choices of for me.
So,
and then learning how to pick the color is a big deal also, right?
Well, that was my question. So how do you know what to get? What do you look online for these women that are listening right now that have dark hair, that have blonde hair? What do they grab?
You know, like I said, the Joan Rivers has more selection in the powders, but the Orbea sprays and the spray concealers actually have a little bit more choice than the Wow company. The Wow is a powder. You touch the compact, the powder in the compact, and then you just touch your gray hair. It's gone. The spray is, you know, it's a little bit more uncontrollable, but still controllable.
So,
you know what I mean?
It's
like, if you're going to walk by a mirror and catch yourself in a mirror, you want to make sure you're looking good.
Of course, because when you look good, you feel good. It's all a mental thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Plus, right now is the perfect time to take care of your hair. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of aggressive hair colors were for the last 3 years, like the balayage techniques and people getting extensions. So now it's, you know, a great time to, you know, condition, wash your hair with better shampoos to make the color last longer. You know, Canale brand has a whole line going on right now that, you know, the mildest shampoo, the best conditioners, topical vitamin, ingestible vitamin, anything to keep your hair healthy and get it healthier before we go back into the mainstream of doing our hair, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks.
So you do not recommend a woman walking into a Jewel grocery store and buying color and doing it herself?
No, I do not. You know, the biggest mistake would be to highlight it yourself. That I would totally not recommend.
Okay.
Second choice not to do would be to do your basic. One of the things are, you know, you have to know what you're doing. If you've been dyeing your hair medium brown and now you decide to change it to light brown, the ends aren't going to lighten. So you're going to end up with a glowy root or however that works. But one of the tricks, say you are a brunette, and you really want to color your hair and with a permanent, so you're going to use medium brown. You have to use one shade lighter around the hairline, or else it's going to be too dark. So you end up buying two boxes. One would be medium brown, the other one would be light brown. You know, that's the best trick I can give you for a brunette. For a blonde, highlighted blonde, I would say roots are in right now. You know, that sort of grown out look anyway. So just cover the gray. You know, use your concealer. Enjoy your roots. Like I said, they're in style.
In style. Roots are in style. We're talking to Michael Canale. How long have you been coloring Jennifer Aniston's hair? How many years?
25.
And you did Jennifer.
25 years.
You did Jennifer's hair, Jennifer Aniston's hair, for the March cover of Interview magazine, right?
Yeah, I've been doing the covers for 25 years. So
now,
you know, my favorites.
Well, how long in advance do you do her hair and then the magazine comes out? Was this done in January? When was it done?
That would have been like a 2-month lead-in. Sometimes it's 6 weeks, depending on how aggressive the PR companies are at the time or the magazine is. A lot of people aren't doing magazines. They're doing more online.com, you know, all these other ways of reading about people.
Okay.
So magazine covers are not the big choices like they used to be, you know?
Is it her Greek skin? Because Jennifer Aniston never ages. She looks fantastic. She's ageless.
One of the best things that we do with Jen is, you know, we do those signature highlights around her face just to pop it up and bring out her skin tone and eye tone. Her whole hair is golden except for the streaks around her face. They're sandy toned. So that's sort of, you know, because of the Greek complexion,
right,
it really counters that olive complexion. Makes her brighter, makes her teeth stand out, makes her eyes, like her main thing are basically the eyes.
The eyes.
You know?
She's Greek. I'm Lebanese. I have olive skin. I look like I've been on a 14-day bender. She looks ageless. That's the
difference.
That's the difference between...
You know, we've been making a lot of kits lately, you know, because, you know, I have 9 locations throughout the country, so we are sort of making do with sending out, you know, color kits. And a lot of people request that right now. Like I said, I can do that for clients that have been coming to me. But if you're going to be at home and doing it yourself, use the concealer. And then if you're going to be in quarantine for over like 8 weeks, then you would use a semi-permanent. That lasts 4 to 6 weeks.
Do your clients have to have complete trust in you? Because Jennifer Aniston, who is an iconic figure, you can't do a bad color on her, or that's it.
No, you... that's why he comes back. I'm really good at being consistent. I hate to say I'm good at something, but I am.
Right.
So consistency for her is key.
Okay.
You know, we move it around a little bit for movies or, you know, things like that. Or, you know, when the big, you know, Oscars are coming up or whatever is going to happen, we might pop it up a little bit more for, you know, red carpet. But we usually stay real natural. You know, just with the pop front, just the, you know, she's known as the natural golden girl. You know, that's her.
Wow. Well, Michael, we're pushed back because we're going to carry the president's press conference live, but I'd love to have you back. I really appreciate your time. What's the website people can go and check out your products?
Oh, Color by Canale. So it's www.colorbycanale. And the Instagram is Color by Canale.
Awesome. Michael, we'll talk to you again soon, very soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That is Michael Canale. He is the colorist for Jennifer Aniston.